I'm very happy now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning.
And artist Beth Surdut is with us once again, and she's got an exhibition that is opening today at the Randall Davey Audubon Center called Listening to Raven. Welcome.
Good morning.
So you have, we've had you on the show before talking about your artwork, and ravens in particular are the subject of a lot of your work.
Ravens are, I've been collecting people's stories about them. At the end of January, the New Mexican ran a really nice piece about my work and my request for people to contact me. For the next 2.5 weeks, the phone rang, the emails were coming. I had about 20 stories from local New Mexicans. And there's stories of spirit, there's stories of science. One woman tells me that a raven figured out when her kids went to school and came back, and he would accompany them to school, and he would show up at the school when it was time for them to walk home. And when people would come to visit, he would peck at their shoes like a dog nips, but he would never do that with the family. So people have raven stories, and some of them are very sad. They're often about people or a pet dying and ravens showing up right afterwards. I mean, 30 ravens showing up in the yard and accompany them through their grief.
It's not like they're trying to eat the dead flesh.
No, actually, they're far more interested in greasy junk food. They can recognize a McDonald's wrapper from very far away. In fact, at the opening tonight, I was thinking, well, should I put out, like, junk food and roadkill or the good stuff? So I'm putting out the good stuff.
Excellent. That would be good. So when you are doing this exhibit, will people have an opportunity to experience those stories in one way or another?
Yes. Well, all of my pieces come with my own stories. And on July 22nd, we're having a Bring Your Raven Story potluck starting at 5:30.
At the
Randall Davey Audubon Center. A lot of people here apparently have never made it up the hill to this absolutely gorgeous place, and I wanted to recommend to people that after the wonderful bustle of Folk Market and SOFA, that this is a great place to come for absolute peaceful beauty.
It is indeed. You're not even allowed to bring your dogs.
Pardon?
You can't even bring your dogs.
No, you can't, because they would chase the birds.
That's so true. So it's at the Randall Davey Audubon Center, which is at 1800 Upper Canyon Road. So when you go on Upper Canyon Road, it's the very last thing. Beth Surdut's exhibition is called Listening to Raven, and it opens today at what time?
5:00 to 7:00.
5 to 7:00. We will see you there.
Great.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Robert Knott.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
What a beautiful morning.
And you?
Yeah, fine.
Folk Art Market.
Are we done?
No, we're just starting.
We've only just begun. Go ahead, Folk Art Market. It's this weekend?
It is indeed.
It's going to start with an opening party tonight with dancing, which is always great.
Yes.
Music by the Cuban group Tradición.
Tradición. They played the plaza last night. Did we dance? Oh, yes.
And there's going to be artist booth. It's going to be 6:30 tonight, Milner Plaza, Museum Hill. The opening party does cost a lot of money. And when I say a lot of money, I mean like, you know.
Yeah, you mean a lot of money.
We can't say prices, but,
right.
You know. But the market continues Saturday and Sunday, and you can get like daily tickets. Sunday tickets and early bird tickets are possible. Check out folkartmarket.org or, you know what, see Pasatiempo, page 28 for the piece and the schedule, and it's all weekend long. Museum Hill, buses go there. If you live downtown, you can kind of almost walk there. I live close enough where I could walk there. So that's it. That's one of the two big things this weekend, along with SOFA.
SOFA West. Tell us a little bit about that.
Who, me?
Yeah, sculpture. What is it? Sculpture and functional art.
You don't know what SOFA stands for?
You were the one who didn't know last week.
So you are right. Very good. You remember things from last week. This is the second annual international exposition of sculpture and objects and fine art and other stuff. It's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street. Check out sofaexpo.com. See today's Pasatiempo, page 46, first story.
Excellent.
And you can find out all about it. Be down there at the weekend both days. Tonight there's like 50 visual arts openings as well. Whether this is coincidence to tie in with these events, whether this is just how it goes, And the Pasatiempo calendar has a listing of them on page 72. Take a look. I'll just randomly choose a half dozen real quickly and let you plug in with a couple. Aaron Payne, 213 East Marcy, has Joyce Mellander, Dayton, New Works, Mixed Media, 5 p.m. reception. Most receptions start at 5, give or take a half hour. Blue Rain Downtown at 130 Lincoln has Voices from the Temple Mound, which is art class by Preston Singletary and Marcus Hammerman. Reception 5 to 8. Show runs through mid-July. Gerald Peters has Max Weber, Music, Art, and Dance. Weber was around back like 50 years ago. Reception 5 to 7. Heidi Lowen has Golden Glow. What a nice title. Porcelain by Heidi and Sarah Buxton. Reception 5 to 10. Heidi's on 315 Johnson Street, not far from the Georgia O'Keeffe. Meow Wolf has Habitats. Group
and it's called Post Sofa Soiree.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I was just good. Looking at the Heidi thing.
That's nice. Meow Wolf, 1800 2nd Street, has Habitats Group Multimedia Installation, reception 5 to 8. Photo Eye has a photo show called Elemental. They're at 376A Garcia Street near a downtown subscription. Photographs by Chris McCaw, Edward Ranney, R-A-N-N-E-Y, and Mitch Dobrowner, reception 5 to 7. And you were mentioning Listening to Ravens up at Randall David Audubon Center. Drawings and prints by Beth Serdut, reception 5 to 7 through August 9th. A couple more. I'll mention that Santa Fe Clay is having a show. Hicks and Sanit. That's interesting. Oh, Ceramics by David Hicks and Patricia Sanit. I wonder what's called that. Reception 5 to 7. They're at Camino de la Familia, 984-1122. Show runs through late August. Verve on Marcy Street. Story in today's Pasatiempo. Saturated with Color, work by Jeffrey Bickham and Maggie Taylor and Nevada Weir. Nevada's a great name.
Yeah.
That's reception 5 to 7. Finally, Zane Bennett. Again, this is just random alphabetical from the Pasatiempo listings. 435 South Guadalupe Street has Schaefer Precise, glass sculpture by Mary Schaefer, reception 5 to 7 through August 7th. Check out the PASA calendar for all the listings. There's also like a dozen listings on Saturday. It's great when people have like the first name, it's the name is a state. Like, what states would you like to be named? If you had a state, would you like to be called, like, Arizona, or would you like to be called Nevada, or?
How about South Dakota? South Dakota Domandi. Does that work for me?
As a matter of fact, that does work very well for you. There is Dakota Fanning, so why can't Dakota's a good name?
Yeah.
Montana's not a bad name. Hey, Montana. Hey, Robert, how are you? I'm good, thanks. In those cowboy movies, they always had these guys like, hey, Colorado, well, look, here comes Nevada. Why, if it isn't Mississippi? And you always figured out, where do these guys get these names from? Particularly, were those states even named in those days? We don't know for sure.
What days?
Never mind that. I'm talking cowboy movies. All right, so South Dakota, tell me more about your life. What's going on? Wait a minute. You're taking part in something on Tuesday night.
Yes, I am.
And that something is that Seriously Funny live taping of Ron Bloomberg's radio show, plus a variety show.
A variety show.
A variety.
I'm going to be in the variety show.
7:30
Tuesday?
Are you going
to be in the variety show?
I'm not
going to
be in it, but I promised I'd show up at 7:30. You got to pay to get in. And it benefits KSFR, right?
It does indeed. And they've lowered the ticket price.
Oh, boy.
And ladies and gentlemen, you should definitely show up. It's at the Playhouse.
Well, do you know the phone number? Is it the Playhouse phone number or is it the KSFR phone number?
It's a KSFR phone number. You can call for tickets, 428-1379.
Do you remember the Marquise Chimps when they used to be in the variety shows in the 60s?
The what?
The Marquise Chimps. They were these cute little chimps and they put dresses on them and they rode bicycles and stuff.
Why, no.
What about like the Singer Midgets? They would show up too.
That was the Wizard of Oz.
No, but they later did the variety show.
And then they published a book about that called Under the Rainbow.
And then remember Senior Wences?
No.
Where were you?
I think I was in school studying hard, or maybe I was glint in my parents' eye, depending on when you're talking about.
That's the problem. You were in school. I was home watching TV. This is why we have all this culture class on the show.
We didn't get a television until I was 6 years old. So the first 6 years of my life, I was blissfully free of television and read books and things like that.
Oh, reading. Hey, your buddy Desiree Mays. I love that song, Desiree Mays, who you often have on to talk about the opera every year. In fact, you usually do your opera series, right, around the end of July?
No. I'm going to rerun the entire opera series for 1 week in August when they're playing all the operas. They've got two or three weeks where they play all the operas back to back, Monday through Friday.
Oh boy.
And then I play the operas in concert with them.
So there's a profile on her today by James Keller in the Plaza Tempo. It's kind of a fun little profile. It's not as if she's doing anything specific, but as you know, she does give the music lectures before the operas, and this is her 15th season. And it's not every performance, but it's most every performance she's there. Is that correct to say?
Yeah.
Good. So, and
it might be every performance.
She's a Dublin lady, right, from Ireland?
She's very Irish in the most wonderful way.
Well, there you go. So she's going to be talking about the operas all year long. If you haven't got a clue what's going on up there, go see her. And then there's a nice profile by her in today's Plaza Tiempo.
Most excellent.
Meanwhile, tap dancers are going to love Tap On, part of the Santa Fe Jazz Fest, 7:30 Thursday at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Take a look at today's story by Michael Wade Simpson on John Kloss, who's the founder of Stepology and who supposedly likes to tap dance blindfolded.
Stepology. Hey, I've got a couple of ticket giveaways.
Okay, I'll take them.
The first ticket giveaway is for the Asia Film Festival. So
you just had a story on that. I mean, you
That was what the first segment was. So if you want to go to that movie, Dear Pyongyang, then you can go at 8 o'clock on Sunday. The third caller to 428-1382, 428-1382, will get a pair of tickets for the Asia Film Festival. And once that's done, Mary Lynn is going to give me the secret signal, and we will do the second ticket giveaway. Now, only do ticket giveaways, only call if you can definitely, really, absolutely go and want to go, because otherwise you should let somebody else do it.
Okay. There's a lot of movies playing at both CCA and the screen.
Yes.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this, and I never try to mispronounce things purposely when it has to do with a proper name. Dear Pyongyang?
Yeah, I just said that.
All right, that's the one at Japanese and Korean with subtitles at the screen. The Good, the Bad, and the Weird is a crazy, wild Korean Western. I reviewed it in today's Plaza Tiempo at the screen. I'll risk being sexist and say it's totally a guy movie. The Native Cinema Showcase over at the Cinematheque continues with Pierre Knopp. Micmax is a strange French picture opening at Regal de Vargas. I don't know anything about it. And Despicable Me is the new animated picture with Steve Carell opening at Regal 14. And for those of you that like those kind of horror pictures, Predators, plural, with Adrian Brody. I don't know why he's doing all these horror pictures, but there you have it. Regal Stadium 14. Lots of movies to check out. Take a look at Plaza Tiempo's coverage. And the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is playing its final week at the screen if you're interested.
Okay.
Head over there.
That's been there for a while.
I know, and the new one, the sequel, will be coming out soon. Teatro Paraguas teams up with Warehouse 21 and the Southwest Repertory Theater to present La Vida es Sueño.
La Vida es Sueño, Life is a Dream.
Love is a Dream, which is the story by Pedro Calderón de la Barca, which is what the opera, which is going to premiere here this summer,
Life is a Dream,
is based on.
Correct.
It's running at 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow and 2 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is free. I do believe they will take donations. And
they will take donations, and they're also having a kind of a nice little fundraiser at Bert's Taqueria. Isn't that correct? Do you have that in there?
I'm not sure about that, but you're probably right. The show is at Warehouse 21. I think it's a staged reading. Not a full production.
Oh, it's at Warehouse 21?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not
so.
A Teatro Paraguas?
They're teaming up with... this is great. Between the two of us, we're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing great.
They're teaming
great
up with those guys. But, it's at Warehouse 21. Admission is free. Donations welcome. 424-1601. It is a staged reading. So
it is a staged reading.
Right.
And I actually went to the rehearsal, and it was fun. It was interesting because it is so almost Shakespearean in the way that play feels. Life, La Vida es Sueño.
Well, usually plays written in the 1600s seem Shakespearean to me. Those guys wear collars that, like, puffy and everything, like Elizabeth Warren, and they walk around declaiming stuff with, like, 12 words when two words would do the job. Instead of saying get out, they say get thee to a nunnery and depart thee, fie, and all that. Or instead of saying, let's get him, they say, we must plan ye modest assault on the old castle and stuff like that.
Hey, the at 5 o'clock tomorrow, that's July 10th.
You're going to buy me a beer.
Is the Burt's Taqueria, which is on the corner of Agua Fria and Guadalupe. That's a pre-show evening of appetizers and made by the world-renowned French Fernando Olea.
Ooh.
Recently named one of the top three chefs in America by Michelle Obama. There you have it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Santa Fe Desert Corral is kicking off its summer season on Tuesday, July 13th. It runs for roughly a month. You can always get tickets, as you know, at the Lenzig.
At the Lenzig. So we're going to do our second ticket. Sorry, that sounded like you. We're going to do our second ticket giveaway right now. Which is the International Folk Art Market is making available a promotion package. It's a package of goodies, basically, for Folk Art Market. So if you call and you're the fourth caller, you get two admission tickets for Sunday. You get a beautiful book called The Extraordinary in the Ordinary. You get an eco-friendly water bottle and all sorts of things. But the main thing is admission to Folk Art Market on Sunday. So the fourth caller to 428-1382 gets that, and you get to pick it up at Folk Art Market. You don't have to come to the baking company or anything.
Now, everybody's sort of still paying somewhat attention, I imagine, to the unfortunate oil spill in the Gulf of Coast. Casey Chan Sanchez did a really nice interview with John Hoffmeister, author of Why We Hate the Oil Companies.
Yes, who I'm going to be talking to on Wednesday morning of next week, if all goes well. My interview time has been, we've been trying to find a time to do it live or pre-record it, and it's been very challenging. But it looks like we're going to air on Wednesday morning, the 14th of July, an interview with John Hoffmeister.
Because he'll be speaking at 5 p.m. on Wednesday at the Inn in Spa Loretto. It is free. Garcia Street Books is hosting it, 986-0151. I want to cut in with 30 seconds of just you and me talking about our business. Sometimes we can't
our
land.
Business?
Yeah, we can't land interviews. People sometimes say,
do
"Why didn't you?"
That business.
You know, why can't you? Why didn't you interview this fine? Sometimes it's not possible by deadline. Sometimes they change things. Sometimes they cancel. I was about to do an interview with a guy that wrote a book on Buffalo Bill. He was supposed to come to Garcia Street Books. He canceled the New Mexico part of his tour.
Yeah.
After I already read the book, this stuff does happen. And sometimes we just can't get to people before our deadlines. Probably that's more so for me, but being our deadlines for PASA are like a week in advance, where you could conceivably pull it off. But even you probably have to change things around quickly.
Well, luckily I can pre-record at different times of day, and so usually I can fit it in, and it's a last minute thing. If I do a program on the day of the event, it still works out.
Oh, I just noticed these crazy, surrealistic, colorful.
Are they paintings or are they prints?
I don't know. Is there a notepad? We're talking about the art on the Santa Fe Baking Company wall.
Yeah. It's totally Dolly-like surrealism.
Yeah.
Or kind of Dolly-like surrealism.
Photographer David Taylor's got an image on the cover of the Pasta Tempo. He's going to be talking about working the line, photographing the border and the people he ran across, be they.
Yes.
Immigrants, Border Patrol, drug traffickers. 5:30 p.m. Thursday, New Mexico History Museum Auditorium.
No, I'm glad you're announcing that.
No charge, 476-5200. I'm going to try to make it to that. I think this is going to be pretty interesting.
Another person who I'm definitely going to have on the air on this coming Monday morning is Mitch Tobin, who's written, he's a journalist. He's written an amazing, very readable, although rather long book called Endangered, Biodiversity on the Brink. And it's a must-read if you're even remotely interested in biodiversity and the destruction of habitat and what that's doing not only to the natural world but to us.
Great.
And he's going to be at Garcia Street Books next week.
Jackalope Summer Music continues with Willie Jim doing Swingabilly today at 12:30 out on Cerritos Road. They often have music in the summer. As you know, you mentioned it earlier, the Santa Fe Bandstand kicked off this past week on Monday night, which was technically a holiday, but they were out there playing, and they're going to be playing this week, and I'll list a few for you. This is brought to you by the City of Santa Fe and Outside In Productions, of course. Don Lovato and Chris Abeda are going to be playing at noon Monday, and I believe Papa Grows Funk will be playing at 6 p.m. On Tuesday. You've got, I don't know what you have Tuesday. Say the joke's on me. Wednesday, I know you have Nacha Mendez there playing with Agua Bendita at 6 p.m. Wednesday night. So we're always interested in what's playing on the plaza. Go on down there. 6 o'clock at night, noon during the day. You can dance. You can have fun.
It was fun last night. It was so crowded. You could barely dance.
I was at work a little late, school board meetings and stuff. Then I went by the paper. And there was the parking lot across from the newspaper was packed with cars. The streets were packed with cars. I drove by the post office. It was packed with cars. I was trying to figure out. They were all there, I'm sure, for the bandstand. I think. I could be wrong. Unless Cypher West had a reception last night.
Okay. Family Ukulele Play Shop, sponsored by Fam Jam, this Sunday from 3 to 4:30 at the Pink Church in the corner of Pacheco. The Pink Church Art Center on Pacheco Street. You can actually learn to play the ukulele in under 2 hours. And there is a cost for individuals or for family. All ages welcome. Under 7 years old must have an adult. Call 466-6999 for more information. FamJam.net.
I can learn in less than 2 hours.
Well, I don't know about you, but, you know, children under 7 can, definitely.
I'd love to learn. I want to play that song, Ukulele Lady. I always get the lady, but I never get the ukulele. That's a great tune. Remember that tune that Bette Midler sang? When you see the ukulele lady likes you. Okay.
Okay.
Would you like a summer afternoon of art songs and more with tenor Timothy Oliver, pianist Glenn Lewis, harpist Giuseppina Sierla, featuring the music of Bach, Wagner, Copland, and your buddy Beethoven? 3 p.m. Sunday, First Presbyterian Church on Grand Avenue. Got to pay to get in, but you can get a student discount. Call 983-2647 for a summer afternoon of art songs and more.
And once again, Earthworks Institute is having an event. It's called Stories of the Land, Guided Hike at Galisteo Basin Preserve on the theme Paths of Wildlife. And they're going to be trackers, Peter Callen and Mitch Johnson, and host Jan Willem Janssens. It's Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 to noon. Bring hiking boots, comfortable clothes, binoculars, water, and you meet at the Cowboy Shack at the Galisteo Basin Preserve, which is west of Lamy. For more information, 982-9806, or you can go to earthworksinstitute.org.
Every April, those Francophiles, Charles Tishner and Ron Dadu-Romanofsky, get together, and they do
Dadu.
April in Paris.
Dadu.
I know. And now it's July, and they're trying to trick us, because they're doing a special show called Vive la France in accordance with Bastille Day.
Yeah,
do you know anything about Bastille Day, by the way?
It's the 14th of July.
And what does that refer to?
Look it up.
Oh, for once I got to be the encyclopedia. Huh?
You got to be the encyclopedia.
Okay, well, since you're not going to show off your knowledge, all I know is it's 6 p.m.
It's the French national holiday. It's like their Independence Day.
Oh, that's when they strummed the Bastille?
Yeah.
I wonder what they were doing up there. Anyway, they're going to be playing at 6 o'clock. There's going to be French songs, door prizes, costumes. I wonder who's going to be wearing them. And a game of French Trivial Pursuit, which would be fun. It is at 6 o'clock at Vanessi on Tuesday night. Vanessi's at San Francisco Street. You got to pay to get in at the door, 982-9966. I always think paying at the door means cash. Like, I wonder if that means credit cards and stuff.
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, or if they have a little booth set up with a really lovely French lady singing.
So, Flamenco and Photography Friday is today at the Teresa Neptune Gallery from 6 to 7:30. Did you mention that one already? 728 Canyon Road?
No, I'm delighted you're bringing it up.
And Julia Chacon is an artist with many capacities in Spanish dance styles. She's a flamenco dancer and does other styles as well. And so you can check that out tonight. And Teresa Neptune's gallery, she's a wonderful photographer. She's very, very, very good. For more information, 690-5151.
Santa Fe Children's Museum is always the place to go if you have kids, 1050 Old Pecos Trail. It's open from 10 to 5 Wednesday and Saturday, noon to 8 on Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, noon to 5 on Sunday. How the hell can you keep track of these times? Closed Mondays. New Mexico residents get in for cheaper than the usual people. On Sunday, everybody gets in really cheap. They're going to have a whole bunch of things happening, so head on over there and see, including the aforementioned ukulele play shop you talked about.
You mentioned Borderlines drawing border lives at the Pachamama Gallery, right?
No, I didn't mention that one.
Oh, okay. There's a new book called Borderlines, Drawing Border Lives, and on Tuesday of next week at 3 in the afternoon, the authors will be at the Pachamama Gallery. They'll also be at Bookworks tomorrow. But it's a collection of 25 bilingual poems, English and Spanish, about the U.S.-Mexico border and 25 portraits of people who live and work there.
Nice. Let's say you want to get out of town this weekend because there's too much going on. Abiquiu has its chamber music festival with classical guitarist David Leisner playing at 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Why would you want to get out if there's too much going on? You have to do all the too much.
Maybe, but you head up to U.S. 84 and Private Road 1622. Number 12. Well, just check out abiquiumusic.com.
I'm sorry. Yes, it's actually wonderful. Wonderful place to go and thing to do.
It is?
Abiquiu.
There's no need to apologize. I do that stuff all the time on TV.
What?
I mean on radio.
Who?
Yes. There's also a lecture up in Abiquiu, Black and White Photography Over 30 Years by Walter Nelson, on July 15th at 7 o'clock. No charge for that. Up off New Mexico 84. So there's stuff happening in Abiquiu.
And on Saturday tomorrow, Who Let the Dogs Out? Walkathon and fitness fundraiser benefit the Española Valley Humane Shelter, the animal shelter in Española. And the registration is at 8:30, and there's food, music, games, and all kinds of things. And where is this? The gym at El Dorado? Could that be right?
Why not? Go to the gym.
For more information, okay, yeah, the gym at El Dorado, 466-6496.
Head out to Lamy for the Lamy Arts and Music Festival. It's 1 o'clock Saturday at the Legal Tender Saloon, which I guess is reopened for this year event, 151 Old Lamy Trail. You can hear the Country Blues Review, the Montiel Trio, White Buffalo, The Strange, and Goshen. All just for a really small fee. Call 466-1650, 1 o'clock Saturday, down at the Lamy Legal Tender Saloon. I used to go out there and eat steak when I moved here in the early 90s. Terry Carthy used to play out there.
And don't forget Vibes. Vibes is at the Lodge. Sets of reggae, reggaeton, Latin music, salsaton jams, which are some kind of fusion of reggaeton and salsa. And that's from 9 in the evening till 2 in the morning. Ladies free before 10 at the Lodge in Santa Fe.
That's nice that they let women in free.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
What's that about?
I think maybe there is a shortage of women, and so they want to make sure they show up. I don't know. But there's the music. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio
shortage.
Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, and look at the little shortage face.
You are numbers like 8-1.
What are you talking about?
You could take over the world if you would just, like, put down your ukuleles.
You're the one who wants to play the ukulele.
Well, how can I learn? Only a 7-year-old can learn if they're under 2 hours.
That's a good point. My father played the ukulele.
Did you do Ukulele Lady? You don't remember the song?
Oh, I don't know. He played all sort of little cowboy songs and stuff.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be saying goodbye?
Goodbye. Streaming live at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafe. And my email address is RadioCafe@KSFR.org. Marilyn LeBlanc, thank you so much. Thank you to all our listeners who participated in the ticket giveaway. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's amazing, wonderful, award-winning news team with Bill Dupuy and Dan Garrity and many more.
And remember Tuesday night if you want to see KSFR people doing antics.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you keep bringing it up. Yes, 7:30, call
428.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be on stage, ladies and gentlemen. 428-1379 for tickets to Seriously Funny next week.
What happens if I show up in the audience and people say, Robert, get up and take a bow with her, even though I didn't do anything?
Then you should.
Okay, I'll do it.
You should do my comedy routine with me. I'm doing a 3-minute comedy routine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it all going to be funny or just like a minute and a half of it?
Maybe the whole thing will be a minute and a half.
Oh, I see. Downsizing.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Ciao.